Let me tell you about something new. A new show called G's Power.
G's Power.
Real talk for real saints.
Are you ready?
And it's for real.
Welcome to G's Power Hour live every weekday at 11:30 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. Your host, G, will bring you informative and entertaining guests and a variety of topics in a way that you can absorb and enjoy. Listen in weekdays and call in at 516-387-1944. We love interaction. All shows can be downloaded if you miss one or found on iTunes the next day. G's Power Hour is powered by Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network.
G's Power Hour.
Yeah.
Well, good morning, brothers and sisters, kings and queens, angels and saints, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. The afternoon and evening thunderstorms have started early today. They're already here in Central Florida, but got to get that air cleared out, especially with everything that's going on. So, you know, you always got to have a little liquid sunshine with the regular sunshine. Thank you for joining us today. So, we are hoping, don't know yet, but to have Dr. Trelawnda Triplett with us today to discuss some of the health issues that are going on, because it's not just coronavirus that's out there, you know, but we do want to just be aware of that. The numbers keep going up, and, you know, there's nothing that, I won't say there's nothing we can do, but all we can do is what they keep telling us to do in order to just maintain you know, some sort of good health while they are looking for a vaccine or a cure to this thing. I don't see unfortunately, I don't see any better numbers today for us here in Florida. I wish I had something better to report, and I was looking for one of the updates I usually get, you know, But one of the things I saw briefly as I was preparing for the show was that I could have sworn I thought I saw another, I want to say 6,000 to 7,000 cases of the virus, and then I think it was like 63 deaths. But as soon as I get that updated information, I will share that with you. So in the meantime, and like I said, we hope to have Dr. Triplett. She had a meeting this morning, but she was going to try to see what she could do to get with us as soon as possible. Something I saw that was interesting today, Walgreens Boots Alliance Incorporated and Village MD are announcing that they're going to be the first national pharmacy chain to offer full-service doctor's offices co-located at its stores at a large scale. Apparently, they did a trial last year, this is on Business Wire. They did a trial last year. The partnership will open 500 to 700 Village Medical at Walgreens, physician-led primary care clinics in more than 30 U.S. markets in the next 5 years, with the intent to build hundreds more thereafter. So that's a convenient thing. We've got, you know, I'm just wondering if that's going to be something that lasts. You know, we have these things that everything, they're trying everything these days, and just to make it kind of convenient, because there's a Walgreens just about, I want to say, on every major corner here in Central Florida. I know there's, I'm kind of sandwiched in between two of them that I know of right off the top of my head, and I know of several others nearby. So if that's the case, depending on the quality of the physicians that are going to be there, that should be a good thing. I thought I might have heard somebody on. Dr. Triplett, are you there? Okay, now just hearing things in my old age, I guess. So they said the clinics are going to be approximately 3,300 square feet each, with some as large as 9,000 square feet. They're going to occupy some of the existing space in the stores and have a variety of products for the customers. Apparently, there was a trial in 5 store clinics in the Houston, Texas area. They had some very strong results. high patient satisfaction with scores over, according to, a poll that was done, scores over 90. So they said, part of the reason is 6 in 10 Americans today live with at least one chronic condition requiring multiple daily medications. Especially if you're in the African-American community, if you're dealing with high blood pressure or diabetes, that would be you. That would be us. My daily medication, I'm taking a blood pressure medication, but it has more to do with my thyroid. So my daily medication is to regulate my thyroid right now. So not necessarily the usual, but we all have different issues, and we just got to stay on top of it. So if this helps us stay on top of it, that's good. They say in the U.S. we spend $4 trillion per year on health care, and over 85% of that is tied to patients with chronic diseases. So, like I said, whatever helps, I'm looking forward to that, to see what happens with that. Another thing that I saw today, because I've been checking the health news today, because I'm trying to make sure that we have at least one day that we focus a little bit more on health. It says that there's an asthma drug that could possibly treat Alzheimer's disease. There's a lab study that found that the asthma drug salbutamol, prevents the formation of tangles of fibrous protein that are a hallmark of Alzheimer's disease. That's coming out of Medical News Today. They say the next step is going to be to test the drug in animal models of the disease. So there's about 50 million people worldwide that have dementia, and every year there are nearly 10 million new cases, and this is according to the World Health Organization in this article. They note that most common form of dementia is Alzheimer's disease, which accounts for 60 to 70% of all cases. And according to this in the United States, in the National Institute on Aging, they estimate that more than 5.5 million people have Alzheimer's disease, most of them 65 years or older. The disease, according to this, is a neurological disease in which the death of brain cells results in progressive memory loss and cognitive decline. I can tell you from personal experience with my mom in her later years, she developed dementia, and I can tell you I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy. Really, a hard thing to kind of wrap your head around in terms of how you handle, how you deal with the person that it has it, because a lot of the actions are in some cases just uninhibited actions, or actions that, where the person may be fine one minute and the next minute it's just something different. I recalled one night coming home from work, and the door's wide open, the lights are on all through the house, and my mother was nowhere to be found. You have to do some modifications of lifestyle in order to, help that loved one get through the disease. And so it's not something that just alone affects that person alone. It affects everyone that they're in contact with, whether they know it or not, because, of course, as the primary caregiver, you're basically trying to, as much as possible, normalize the situation. So the person that's outside of the immediate group doesn't necessarily know everything that goes on with that person. The thing that I think is key is if we share information about what's going on with our loved ones, because we just never know what might be able to help someone else, get through. And since, my mother's dealing with it, I've had, other friends that have had parents that have had to go through the same thing. And, you want the best quality of life for them. And that's very difficult when they're dealing with something that is beyond everyone's control. So you try to make them comfortable, you try to just make sure that they're as healthy as they can be in the grand scheme of things, and have the best life possible after that. So hopefully this drug will be of help for that person that has dementia or Alzheimer's. So anyway, we're going to take a quick break. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had a Cook at Entertainment. If you have something that you want to share in terms of any type of medical news, I personally, as of now, and thank God for us, because we have, in between me and my husband, we have some pre-existing conditions. We have not caught the virus. We have not encountered anyone yet with the virus. But if you have it or have encountered someone with it and want to share your story, please call in. The number is 516-387-1944. That is 516-387-1944. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had So Good Entertainment, and we will be right back.
Over the past 60 years, Dove Beauty Bar's superior formula has remained unchanged. But when it comes to beauty, everything changed. Together, we redefined beauty. We said no to stereotypes and yes to every type. We let go of judgments and embraced what makes us unique. We're proud to have been there with you, caring for you every step of the way. Here's to the next 60 years.
Hi, I'm Tim Garrison. You may know me as Timmy G. Yeah, I know. It's been 2 decades, but I want you to know I'm back in the art with you. And I've got a mix of music that can help you relax and chill out. It's smooth. It's relaxing. It's chill out jazz. The soulful mix of smooth jazz, soul, and smooth R&B. So join me every Wednesday night, 10 p.m. to midnight, on K-Ham Radio.
Are you chillin'?
Good morning, and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. And I wanted to, before I go on with more medical stuff, I wanted to just remind everybody of a couple of things. Number one, if you have not done the census yet, please do it. I know there's some hesitation with people out there, but I encourage you strongly to do it, because when you start looking for resources for your community and you're not getting them and you start to complain, if you have not done your part, you're not necessarily in a position to complain. As long as you've done your role and you are able to claim, hey, the call, I did my part, what are you going to do now? You know, it puts you in a better position. So I would just suggest that you take the time out and at least read over the information before you make a decision not to do it. I strongly suggest that you do that. The other thing is, in a little over a month, you're going to have to, some of you anyway, vote. The primary election comes up August 18th. Please make sure, number one, you're registered to vote. Number two, that your information that you give to, on your registration is accurate. And number three, make sure you do your homework in terms of the races that you have to vote for. You know, there's various websites. There's your supervisor of elections website. Ballotpedia is another website that kind of gives you some basic information in terms of who's running in the race. You can get all different types of information. The local newspapers a lot of times will do screenings of the candidates that you're able to take a look at, so you can make, you know, sound decisions on who you put in those different offices. Because it's not just the national offices that are important. The local ones are just as important and probably more so. So I highly encourage you to do that. The number is 516-387-1944. That's 516-387-1944. Just checking to see. Dr. Triplett, are you on with us yet? Okay, she's not there yet. So we're going to continue. The other thing that I wanted to share with you this morning is we're seeing the a high infection rate in our prison population. We've got to watch that. They're not in necessarily a position, and I know there's different, like, mixed feelings about how you deal with our prison population. You have people in there that have done wrong things, and the sentence you may or may not agree with in terms of the payment for what they've done, but the sentence has been dealt out. So on top of the sentence that has hopefully, and I say hopefully because we know we're dealing with issues now with our justice system, but it hopefully has been dealt out justly. On top of that, you don't want our prisoners to, on top of everything else, have to deal with higher rates of infection of the coronavirus right now. So, and they're in a confined situation where they really are not able to do much about it. So, number one, keep them in prayer. Keep them in prayer that, for example, I guess, number one, they mend their ways. Number two, that they don't get infected. Number three, that they don't, if they do get infected, that they are mindful of their situation and don't cause problems or infect anyone else. We do have to keep an eye on and keep in mind our prisoners. But not only that, I don't know if you recall, but recently and not too long ago, and I was trying to get the gentleman on from the Florida Voting Rights Restoration Coalition, I believe that's what it's called, to come on and talk about it. But recently, kind of a rollback in terms of what's going to happen to those prisoners in terms of getting their rights restored once they come out in terms of voting. So even though the majority voted to restore the rights of the prisoners, there's still efforts not to implement the things that we voted on. And this is one of those cases where you say, okay, I did my part. Why aren't you doing yours? So this is one of those cases where you need to call attention to what's happening. You need to talk to your people in office, your representatives, and say, look, I've done my part. I need you to do yours. You know, this is what we asked for. Because like I said, you put people in the jail system, in the prison system to pay for, and then you also, whether it's probation or other things, you deal out the penalties that are in the system. And if the penalties need to change, then that's another thing that you have to address as well with the people that make your laws. But if they've paid the price, if the penalty has been paid, the rights should be, according to what we voted for, the rights should be restored. So I ask you to do and make sure that these things aren't getting rolled back. These are the things that cause people not to want to vote. I just think it's really sad, but these are, when you take the time to go to the polls to express your opinion, to make it legitimate, and it seems like the people that you put into the offices aren't doing what you ask them to do. It discourages people from taking the proper action. We don't want that. So please, if at all possible, just make sure that, when you go to the polls and vote, that's not necessarily the end of it. We have to have, accountability. So, whether it's a letter writing campaign, email campaign, calling campaign, whatever it is, town halls, whatever it is, it starts from the bottom up. You have to be the ones to get together and say, we don't like this. And the thing is, we're seeing a lot of this now with the protests in terms of some of the killings that we've had, and some of the discrimination that we've had with our young, well, not just young,
but in terms of our African American brothers and sisters, Latino brothers and sisters, we have to make sure that things are in place. And the problem is we shouldn't have to wait till it's a crisis situation to do it, because what happens when it gets to be a crisis situation, the emotions get in the way. And that's why in this past weekend we've had little boys and little girls that have been killed accidentally because people got a little bit too overzealous. And, you know, we have people as young as 7 and 8 getting caught in the crossfire. That those are the people, that the young kids are the people that hold our future. They're going to guide us. They're going to be the ones that make the decisions, that make the laws. You know, we have to preserve their lives, and we got to set the right example for them. So we got to make sure that their lives are preserved and protected, and that we don't harm them. So we've got to be a little bit more mindful when we're making our demonstrations, when we're doing our protests, when we're trying to call attention to the wrongs that have been done. I know it's trite, but it's true. Two wrongs don't make a right. So you can't do wrong. You can exercise your rights. You can protest, but you have to do it in the right way in order to make sure that you are being heard, that you're not being dismissed as just being rowdy or I think that one of the terms is being called anarchist. You don't want to get into a position where your voice is not being heard and people aren't seeing what's going on. By the way, at this time, the White House Coronavirus Task Force is back on giving us an update in terms of what's going on with the virus and with, I guess, that. So if you're interested in that, that is on at this time. And I will share that link with you on the G's Power Hour Facebook page. I'm going to take one more quick break. The number is 516-387-1944. I want to know if you've had any encounters with the virus. Have you gotten tested? How's that process? How was the process for you? And what are the results for you? And what are what do you see? What are your suggestions? And are you wearing a mask? Please do that. If not, for yourself, for the people that you claim to love and care about, please do that. This is G's Power Hour. I've never had so good entertainment, and we will be right back.
Having a wedding, reception, family reunion, planning a banquet, or some other fundraising event, need to share your knowledge through a workshop or seminar, or it's a difficult time and you need to plan a wake or repast, let us help. At our gatherings, let us reduce the stress and make the occasion memorable, treasured. Call our gatherings at 407-968-9387 or email ourgatherings@yahoo.com. Let us help plan your special event.
This is Douglas Dobbs of Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service. We have served the Central Florida community for 29 years with quality funeral and cremation services. Honoring all religions and faiths, we have been here for many grieving families. Whether it's a complete funeral service with a burial or a simple, dignified cremation, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service is here for you. Located at 430 North Kirkman Road at the 408 Expressway, Dobbs Cremation and Funeral Service, 407-578-7720. Dobbs. Dedicated to serving our families.
Good morning and welcome back to G's Power Hour on Never Had So Good Entertainment. I am your host, G. Thanks so much for being with us today. Well, it is unfortunate, but it's even worse than what I thought I saw. We have in Florida another day with almost 10,000 new COVID-19 cases. There are 9,989 new cases in Florida overnight, bringing the total, the state total, to 223,783 cases with 3,889 deaths. Of those deaths, there were 48 new ones overnight. 14 of the deaths were here in Central Florida. So we've got to still be on our toes. And so the new number of new cases in Orange County, that's where I live, are now more than 15,000. Florida health officials, according to this is from WFTV Channel 9 .com. New cases brings 15,000 here in Central in Orange County, not just Central Florida, in Orange County alone. Florida health officials report that nearly 2.1 million people have tested negative for the virus in the state. So, hopefully we can, keep those negative numbers up. I know some people that have gotten tested, some actually more than once. Unfortunately, they have not been in the number of positive cases. So that's good. Praise the Lord. But if you are feeling any way, bad physically or whatever, go get tested. If you're feeling bad in any way, in terms of emotionally or mentally right now, also don't hesitate to reach out to, a mental health specialist and talk to someone. There are counselors that are available. I mean, and yes, their plates are getting pretty full, but there are a lot of counselors out there. And even if you can't find a counselor, hopefully you've got a good friend or a religious leader, a spiritual counselor that you can talk to about this. Because no one really is an expert right now in terms of how to handle this. I think we're all learning. Even the experts are learning on the fly right now. Someone is there. You don't have to go through this alone. So just want to make sure that you take advantage of everything that's out there. Also, what's out there is, some of the financial help, and yes, it's been difficult. To get some of the financial help. Some have had it easier than others. I know, some people have gotten it without even asking for it. But just be persistent and be patient. That's the main thing that I can tell you to do. Anyway, the number, like I said, is 516-387-1944. We're going to do a short show today. Because I think Dr. Triplett might still be in her meeting, but we're going to try to get her on another day and have her talk to us. She is an epidemiologist and can give us a little more insight in terms of what's going on. But in the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and go. But please, like I said, there's things that have to happen right now. You have to stay safe. You have to wear a mask. You have to social distance. We all have to. We have to stay informed and also be mindful and watchful of scams. There are a lot of scams that are out there. If you're being asked for information, you're being solicited for information, for help or assistance that you did not ask for, double check. I've had to do that on one or two occasions where I've had to double check information that people were inquiring about. Make a phone call, even if it's a different phone number, make a phone call and say, hey, is this really legitimate? I'm being asked to do this, and yes or no, but to always double check. But please, I got my Tampa Bay Buccaneer mask today. I'll have that. I'm probably going to get some other ones. But make sure you're wearing your mask, your social distancing, your cleaning. Please make sure you have Lysol on hand. Also, while you're trying to get through this, still do the other responsible things. Like I said, answer the census, and please register to vote and make sure your information is accurate and do your homework on the people and the issues that you're voting for. So hopefully we'll talk with you tomorrow. Thank you for being with us today. This is G's Power Hour on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. Have a blessed day and blessed rest of the week. And please remember, from God, take care. God bless.